I'm glad you made it up the stairs. There's still plenty of fabulous dresses.
So I got the lay of the land upstairs, and it's crazy.
I'm trying to describe the controlled chaos that is the Cinderella Affair, a boutique where hundreds of teenage girls dig through the racks to find a perfect prom dress. What makes it different is that most of these dresses are donated and nothing has a price tag. Girls walk away with a free dress, shoes, purse, and jewelry.
What are you looking for in a dress?
I want to look like a princess.
This is Shauna Henry. She's a senior in search of a long, poofy, and ideally pastel dress that looks great with her skin.
I was struggling.
Yeah, and I was like, I could feel her struggling, and it's a problem.
That's Shauna's best friend / personal cheerleader / fashion consultant, Deja Harrington. She's already pretty sure she's found the dress, so she turns her attention to Shauna.
What about this? Come on. You have really nice legs.
I don't care.
She always thinks that because she's bigger that she can never find anything, but that's not the case. She's just difficult.
Shauna may be picky, but there also aren't a lot of options. There's 10 racks of dresses between sizes 0 and 4. There's only 4 racks of dresses size 20 and up.
I don't know what sizes these are.
This one's 14. This rack's 14. That's 13, 14.
Well, maybe sizes don't matter to you because you have a tiny, tiny waist. But I have to worry about that kind of stuff. It is the problem. But you know I'm going to settle today, so.
Yeah, you have no choice.
This isn't the first year of slim pickings for larger sizes. Cinderella Affair co-chair Patty Morris says it happens every year.
We do fundraising, and the money is used for actually to buy the big dresses. We don't buy any other size because there's so many donations.
This year, they tried a new effort to get bigger sizes on the racks. A nonprofit called the Arizona Apparel Foundation sponsored a contest for high school fashion designers to create a plus-size dress to donate. Angela Johnson is the group's co-founder.
In order to be able to supply something fashionable to a high school student, I think you need to have another high school student design it.
Nicole Begay is that student. She's a senior at the East Valley Institute of Technology and is the winner of the contest.
Sometimes designers just throw something out there and like, hey, that looks good. But really, you know, they don't really take consideration and do research on how the body is shaped.
So Nicole asked her cousins who shop plus size about their favorite pieces of clothing. What she created with their inspiration was a long black number with a sweetheart neckline and a sheer lace overlay she hopes will make the girl who finds it very happy.
I want her to feel like everybody else feels when they find that perfect dress and they try it on. They're like, this is so pretty, like I look good in it.
But Nicole's creation can't be everyone's dream dress. Back at the Cinderella Fair, Shauna is still searching after 2 unsuccessful trips to the dressing room. Then Patty steps in to help.
They call me the dress whisperer because I always look at the girl and I can find them a dress.
She heads to Shauna with an armful of dresses pulled from the back.
You want to pull poofy?
Yeah.
A few don't fit, the colors are too much on another. Then Shauna pulls on a long fuchsia gown with an empire waist.
Can you help me with the zipper?
Yeah, sorry.
I think it's going to zip.
It zips.
Yep.
Amazing.
Oh, that's so pretty.
It fits. Sorry.
It's hard to hear under the exclamations of her friends, but Shauna says she likes the dress.
I feel a lot better about this one. My only thing is that if it was poofier, it'd be cool, but I actually do like it. It's like flowy, so it's also cool.
Shauna leaves a step above settling, but she has a message for prom dressmakers and the fashion industry.
Oh my gosh, they could do so much better because they think that people who are like plus size are like, oh, well, they just want to wear a tarp. And that's not really how it works because we all have different shapes and body types.
Offering more dress designs that are princess rather than mother of the bride would be a start. Reporting from Chandler with the students of Spot 127, Mariana Dale, KJZZ News.